Good morning. This is Sunday, the 24th day of November, 2019. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit in the sacred silence. And now we look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus as He promised He would come every Sunday. And so we know He will. And we say, we're ready, Jesus, whenever you are, to hear what you want us to know today.
I am with you. Let us walk through this day together. For as you still yourself, as quiet grows within you, you will feel my presence with you. And every aspect of you will realize who you are. And you will stand tall and embrace the new day, eager to see what you can create. What you will make your reality. All that you will embrace. And all that you will reject outright. So let us not tarry at the doorway of today. Let us cross the threshold. And be on our way. Earth is a garden of heaven. And as time moved and creation continued, earth was altered, changed. The ways of man created cities and towns, buildings and bridges. And began to master the intellect of the human body in such a way that appeared to many it was not necessary to connect with God every day. What was necessary was to work hard, do your best, so that you might amass comfort and coin, and call yourself wealthy. And with each passing step into the world of man, the ego grew, and it became healthy. But ego isolates you, and you begin to feel you are alone. And the only thing that will help you is what you do on your own, for your own. Today, I would like for you to remember, especially those of you who are being cast aside or rejected in any way, or perhaps there is gossip about you on the lips of others or in the thoughts of others. I too was rejected. It was said that I was doing the work of the devil. it was said that I drank wine and sat with money changers and prostitutes. It was said that I broke the law. It was said that I was a false prophet. I can assure you I could go on and on. These charges, this gossip, this rejection, all had a source, and the source was ego and judgment, and ultimately condemnation, conviction, crucifixion. But I could not stop that which I was sent to do, to take each aside and try to convince them of something they would not believe. What is important in your lifetime is that you hold the reins of your reality in your hands and you direct your course to accomplish what you were sent to do. And that does not include guiding the course of what others are supposed to do. Trying to make others conform to what you are to do. The only way you will know what you are to do every day of your lifetime upon earth is to make that connection with God and make it strong. But even with the strongest connection to home base, if you are in an environment filled with chaos and confusion and the ways of the world, it will be difficult to hear what God wants you to do. Begin to practice setting yourself aside. Do not stand in the chaos and confusion. Walk into the forest, amongst the trees. Walk where there is grass and you can hear the song of the bird and the rustle of the leaves and the trees as the breeze catches them. Take yourself to a quiet place where you can hear. And then you will know how God is leading you all along the way. But once you hear, what do you do? What do you say when the message comes to you that is not quite the message you had hoped to receive? You still, in faith, rise up and do. Because the will of God is actually your will too. The enlightened ones know and embrace the spiritual DNA of God. You are a child of God. You will live forever. And while you might not grasp this totally while you are in human form, I can assure you it is true. Your life does not end when your body is through. You rise up and continue with what you will do eternally, forever. with God. I came as an example to show what to do. I also was an example of what the world can do to you. But you must not fear what the world will do to you when there is something greater ahead of you. I did many things, worked many miracles, and made a startling announcement to any who would hear. I made it clear. You can do all that I am doing and even greater things. Do you believe that? Do you embrace that? If you embrace that you are a child of God on earth, but for a while, it will not take you too long to see the reason and the truth in that I too was sent from God. I too wore the human form, the human body, and I too was for on earth, but for a while. The minute you accept that you are a child of God and God is within you and heaven is within you, then the truth does dawn on you in a mighty way. There is great responsibility in that what you say. If there's a peace of God within you, you can find the peace of God within you. And once you find the peace of God within you, the clouds of chaos fall away and you see the light dawning on the new day. Do not waste a minute of your lifetime upon earth in anger and frustration and doubt and confusion. Today, accept who you are. Be quiet and ask for guidance. And follow, as I did follow. Rise up, and I will walk with you all through this day. Rise up and be still, and God will show you the way. Let us not tarry in the doorway of this day. Let us step over the threshold and embrace this piece of eternity that is ours today.